ídolo.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Josh Reese and my brother Joe Pisano.
Heyo!
That's right.
Where are we? This all looks so weird.
Well, if you're watching it, we are not in the radio studio anymore because we made our own.
What?
And Josh is hitting the brand new microphone.
That's a $4,000 microphone.
Brand new microphones. Jeez. What an asshole. What an asshole.
Well,
so welcome to our home, Josh.
Our home?
We live here together.
Sharing a bed.
This room, to be specific. Yeah. But no, this is not the finished product yet. You are not seeing the finished product. We're actually,
it'll look different.
We're actually ditching these webcams. So it's going to look a little different. We got to decorate the place because we just got white walls behind us. I have Sean with me. I have Sean to keep me company.
He's with all of us, really.
Well, he's with me. I mean, he's right next to me. He's in my camera shot. You can see him. So I'm just going to leave him over there. Yeah. But how's everyone else doing? How you doing, Josh?
I'm having a pretty terrific Josh day. How about y'all guys?
Wow, what does that mean?
Are y'all
tell me about it.
Great Josh day as well.
Sean's dying.
Why did you?
He's killing Sean.
Well, be careful there.
I think he's dead.
You're gonna have a really horrible.
So, what does it take to have a good Josh day?
You know what? Every day is a good Josh day, and it just is what it is. Every day you wake up in America.
How many gimmicks?
Can I?
How many gimmicks have you stolen at this point?
Hold on.
Listen,
I think
you live the gimmick.
May I, Josh?
And I live.
You live.
I live in a glorious day.
I'm going to guess.
Glorious Josh day.
I'm going to try to figure out what a good Josh day is. Mm-hmm. So I think living. You wake up.
I wake up.
After about 10 hours of sleep.
You're right. So
you know, surprised you're not hungover. You're pleasantly happy that you're not hungover.
I'm never hungover. Joe, I don't drink. I don't drink, Joe.
No, that's not.
Drinking is for the weak. Drinking is for the
happy.
The happy. Drinking is for the people who want to waste their money. More
waste
importantly,
money.
I live a straight edge lifestyle. No
really?
Smoking, no drinking, no drugs.
You should like
no sex.
Let's do no.
that's not through my own.
I'd rather you have
that's
all
not
those
part
things.
Part of the straight edge society
and eliminate the fat and the cheeseburgers and the donuts.
Well,
that's more straight edge than like having a cigarette.
You don't
even know what straight edge is because straight edge is not having like promiscuous sex.
Well, I don't have promiscuous sex.
Exactly.
Well, not by choice.
Not by choice.
Look, I love to do all of those things, but no one will give me any of them.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's okay. But I choose.
Is it okay
to live a happy lifestyle?
Is it okay, Josh?
It is. And you know what? I wanted to bring this up from the podcast that y'all did the other day without Joe Pisano. Andrew won the won a lot of money on the on the Stone Cold impersonation.
Well, WWE. I won com. Gift cards.
And apparently he bought everyone shirts.
Oh boy.
Except for Josh.
Hey, I didn't get one
what
either.
What the fuck is
I
going on?
Josh.
Where is my Jinder Mahal t-shirt?
Josh, I didn't get one.
Oh, I'm wearing it, aren't I?
I see.
New world order.
I see. Uh-huh. Were they just out of Jinder Mahal shirts? I can
they
understand.
They were all out. They were all out. All
right.
Dude, they're in India now. They
at
can't.
Least you
they
try.
Can't print those fast enough.
At least you looked, Andrew.
Look,
I appreciate that.
I didn't spend all the gift cards, Josh.
I appreciate you looking. Thank you.
I didn't spend all the gift cards. I have
some
left. But
of course, I am way low on the priority list.
Hey, I got you
Let's
a Balor.
Take care of Andrew.
I got you a Balor Klub shirt.
Will you get him a? That. Will you get him a Velveteen Dream hanky, please, that he can wear around
they
his
have own. One. I don't know Jesus. If they... I have to go to NXTshop.com.
I do need a do-rag, so if you can grab me one of those.
And they don't
you
take...
need something to replace that headband. That's yeah. that's
NXT Shop does not take WWE gift cards.
Yeah, but I can buy an NXT Shop gift card with the WWE gift card. Yeah. So I'll just do that.
That seems dumb.
No, there's
that's
not really an NXT idea. Shop,
okay.
Josh. See, Josh doesn't get the joke. Josh doesn't get most jokes.
Right over the head.
Right,
yep.
Right over the head band. The stupid headband that you're
right
wearing.
Over the head band.
Are you calling Mark Sanchez stupid?
Yes!
Oh!
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Are you kidding
Whoa.
Me?
Is he like the only quarterback that's ever taken the Jets to the playoffs?
No. Dumbass.
Maybe one of
them. Hate you!
Ones?
Chad Pennington, Vinny Testaverde.
Joe Namath.
Joe Namath.
And none more,
Ryan Fitzpat, no. Nope.
None more no, handsome no. than Mark
Ken O'Brien.
Josh McCown, no. Ken O'Brien's a real name.
And that's it. But what do you...
Mark Sanchez but he's not the only on one. There.
Brett Favre was a Jet.
Yeah, he was.
God, is that the list?
What's wrong with New York Jets?
That's a podcast.
That's the list.
You tell me. Yeah, it is, right?
Namath, O'Brien, Testaverde, Pennington, Sanchez. There's five quarterbacks.
And how long have the Jets been a franchise?
A few years.
Yeah, a few years.
Yeah.
I can feel your pain.
Almost like 60.
A Tony Eason year? Or a...
Boomer Esiason? They didn't go with him either. Anyway, this is not what's wrong with the Jets. That will come in April after the draft.
Because that would be a massive podcast.
Joe and I will do a special Patreon video where we just bitch about who the Jets should have taken. And who the Jets actually took. Because every year we're right. We're like, they should have taken this guy. And then that guy ends up being awesome.
Sure. And they got a defensive line.
I will say that Todd Bowles had a cryptic tweet recently that talked about, doesn't matter how old our quarterback is, we just want the best one that we can get.
So Brett Favre is coming out of retirement.
He's either the oldest guy in history or a young kid. So never know.
With the Jets, it could be anyone.
In sports, all we have is hope.
Same with wrestling.
Reality.
Not Jets fans.
The Mets are going to win the World Series this year. That's called hope. And then come May 1st, I give up.
That's the wrong New York team. But it's
hey, I'd like to cancel my MLB package. It's May 1st. Yeah. I know.
The free trial just ended.
Syndergaard's already hurt.
The Jets, WWE.
How dare you?
The Jets, WWE, and Walking Dead all make me feel the same way.
I haven't watched an episode this year. I'm happy.
Sad.
This new
season.
It's
only been one episode.
I haven't watched it.
Been
yet.
One.
I haven't watched it.
Don't.
I'm good.
And they even made it longer.
You'll
like,
cave.
It was like an hour 20.
I will eventually.
You'll cave.
But I have not watched it live. I'm proud of myself.
Well, no, I don't watch it live either.
Who does?
Yeah, most people don't.
No.
Unless you're like a super crazy fan.
There are.
So anyways, look, we got to get an NXT, all right?
Fine.
Because I got to go to work soon.
It was a good episode.
Let's talk about it and we'll find out.
Okay. Should we talk about it?
So to start the show, we relive Gargano's loss to Almas, and Mauro Ranallo wishes Johnny Wrestling all the best in his future endeavors.
So there's a commissioner.
Yes.
Or is it a general manager?
GM.
He's the GM.
Yeah.
There is no commissioner.
No. I guess that would be Triple H.
I guess. They never really said.
So there's a match that's made where it's a title versus a career in a way.
Uh-huh.
And he sees that as the guy who's giving up his career is about to win.
Right.
There's interference and he loses.
Right.
So why wouldn't the GM come out and go, hang on, we're going to review this and we'll get back to you.
Well,
you know why?
Especially
because it's pro wrestling.
Especially because of how much Regal loves Gargano.
Right.
Like it's always been like this love thing with him and Regal. Like Regal be like, Johnny, I know you have nothing on your plate right now, but I'd like to get you a United Kingdom championship title match. It's like, why? For what reason? Because I love you. I love you, Johnny.
And because Gargano's amazing.
Yes.
And now they've instituted his hot wife. He even became more amazing.
Right, exactly.
Who gets involved in matches.
We'll get into this later, I'm sure, but don't the referees have the power to do just about anything?
Yes, when Seth Rollins beat, I'm sorry, when Ambrose beat Seth Rollins.
Right. They're like,
I
magical,
forgot what
right?
pay-per-view it was, but the ref got knocked out in the middle of the match. And then later, Ambrose pins Rollins, 1-2-3.
Right.
And then that ref wakes up. He's like, nope, Rollins is DQ'd, so Ambrose won by DQ. That was 20 minutes ago.
Right. Why is this still a thing?
Yeah. And then it happened on SmackDown with the tag teams. Oh, you pinned the wrong Uso. We're taking the tag titles.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah, that happened with Nikki Bella, too. Oh, you pinned the wrong Bella. Hmm.
She was showing her back tattoo, wasn't she? She's like,
her front tattoo.
Oh, her front. Look at my pussy.
It was right.
Wrong pussy.
wrong one. That's right. Nikki has a clit ring, and you don't.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But the NXT referees do not have this special magical power.
Well, it was weird, because we go to this later, where Regal hands Gargano his termination papers and the referee's there. I'm like, what's the referee doing there? Is that like the witness they need when they fire someone?
When was the
referee is going to make this official.
When was
one,
that?
Two, three.
In the middle of the show.
It was on there. Yeah.
This show?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I was going very quickly. I saw the lineup, but I wasn't very impressed. So
So the referee's there. Like, if it, the referee is here to make it official. Like, one, two, three, you're gone. No, the referee apologized to Johnny, though. He's like, I made a mistake. I got knocked out of the match and then didn't see anything.
So the ref can't be like, well, come on, Regal. I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Let's let Johnny fight once more.
Regal's like, nope. I sold him.
I sold him. To 205 Live.
To 205 Live. Who knows? You're going to make Joe sad. Don't say that. So anyways, our first matchup of the night, we have Velveteen Dream versus Tyler Bate. In a why match? Well, it's because Velveteen Dream shit on a few wrestlers, and one of them was Tyler Bate.
Yeah, and he's too
because he says he's an indie wrestler.
Who's good and who's bad in this match?
Velveteen Dream's bad. You mean who's the heel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Velveteen Dream.
All right. Seems like they're rooting for him in this match.
Well, they certainly were.
And if he's a heel, and he's called Velveteen Dream, why isn't he more flamboyant? Like, he's wearing black.
He was pretty black flamboyant shoes. When he started.
No, I know, but, like, don't you dress him up more with that character?
They did when he started.
When he had TakeOver match, his TakeOver match, yeah, he was.
He had his own face on his tights, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see that.
Or it was Alistair's face, right?
Or was it the first time? The first
it was
time
like
was
the
Alistair.
Rick Rude thing.
Yeah.
You know, wearing your opponent. Yeah. So Dream also almost or kind of sexually assaulted Kayla Braxton while making his intro. He backed his ass into her and trapped her in the corner for a second. It was like nowadays that's sexual assault. So
right.
That's assault.
Well, poor Kayla. Pretty much anything is sexual assault nowadays.
That's what I'm talking about.
That was you just assaulted me. By saying that.
Just for saying sex and looking Jesus. At him in the eyes. So
assault.
I also realized
just
something.
By wearing that headband is sexual assault.
I also realized something, or I guess this is just how I feel, but if Terrell Owens was a wrestler, he would be Velveteen Dream. He like
can't argue
personality.
That. Yeah.
Terrell Owens is very flamboyant I could see T.O. coming out and doing the spin like Velveteen Dream.
Both are heterosexual, but everyone thinks they're gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
Posing on the star, getting tackled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't happen to Velveteen Dream. But,
no, but T.O. Yeah.
All right.
So
keep up.
Yeah. I'm
this match was, it was all right. Nothing special here.
It wasn't great. It was much better than last week.
What was last week?
Dream versus
Noe Jose. Yeah. That's right. So Dream gets the win with the Purple Rainmaker, and we move on. I don't think anyone saw Tyler Bate win this match.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
Yeah. So that's that. Next up, we go backstage where we see Paul Ellering and the Authors of Pain cut a promo about the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. Ellering says his authors will win. And then Akim and Rezar yell something in their separate languages.
They did speak a little bit of English.
Right.
Or at least
that's
one
what
of
they
them
do.
Spoke a tiny bit of English.
They both have separate languages, so it's weird.
Right.
And then at the end, one of them says, "War is our peace."
Right, yes.
So, all right.
Yeah.
So, but again, why are they still here in NXT?
Oh, to job to TM Sakura.
Yeah. That's going to be like their fourth loss. They lost the tag titles. They lost at War Games. They lost to Fish and O'Reilly. And now they're going to lose to TM61.
Yeah.
They're like the biggest jobbers in NXT. That's ridiculous.
They're Titus Worldwide.
Titus Worldwide's even winning matches sometimes.
They have won recently.
Yeah. They've beaten the bar twice and lost three times.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
They have won sometimes. So, yeah, hopefully this is AOP's last match. They're still green as hell, but they kind of just only need to do a couple moves anyway to win their matches. So.
Right.
And I feel like WWE needs tag teams right now.
They do.
You know what I mean? You're just rehashing the same freaking...
Well, the main roster, certainly.
Now, so does
plenty on
so
them.
Does NXT, but like, yeah, but, yeah.
Well, they need good ones. They got plenty of tag teams. Well, they got some other ones coming up. War Machine, I'm really interested
What's
in
the
seeing.
Point of this tournament when it's mostly... Already, like, I get the Dusty Rhodes, not Dusty Rhodes. What was the one with the girls? Mae Young Classic?
Yeah.
Because these are all women you've never seen before.
Right.
So it's like you're giving them a chance, but I don't get this. It's all, like, point of it?
We were saying that the last two Dusty Rhodes Classics had tag teams that you've never seen before.
So this one is all
the first one, Samoa Joe and Finn Balor won it.
And you never saw them before?
No.
Then? Oh, wow.
Not they weren't a tag team. Yeah. And then Bobby Roode and Ty Dillinger were a tag team for the
last
one. Right,
but I mean, they're established stars at that point, right?
Right, but they're guys that are, yeah, let's team up to try to.
Well, know, that was the thing. It was like, we've never seen these guys right. team up before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this time, it's all tag teams that we've seen multiple times. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And really, Riddick and Moss are the only heels in the bracket. Really? I guess AOP's heel again, but they were face, really, for yeah. a
just
little
for,
bit.
Just for War Games, right?
War Games and the and this last takeover, they fought the Undisputed Era, so...
It's so disheartening.
I mean, if anyone's a face, it's them.
Going to break up?
Yeah. I mean, again, they're very transfacial, yeah. as a lot of superstars in NXT are.
Yeah.
So, but that's how it is.
It's unfortunate.
So then next up, we have Adam Cole versus another transfacial superstar, Cesar Bononi. I guess he's a face again. We see him once every few months, and he switches every time, well, just depending on who he fights.
Well, maybe he was going to be a heel. We'll never know, though.
That's true. Because Adam Cole grabs a mic after the bell rings. He tells the crowd that Bononi is the 2017 Future Star of the Year. I don't even know how that's an award. I remember I said MTV did this one year, like best movie that hasn't come out yet, and Transformers won. It was like, that's just an ad. That's literally like Transformers bought that award. It's ridiculous.
It was best movie that hasn't come out yet?
Yes.
What?
They did that like a long time ago.
What, one time?
Well, I don't really watch it anymore, so I don't know. Maybe they still do. But yeah, this was like the first or second Transformers. It was that long ago. It was ridiculous. But so, you know, they give him a round of applause, and then Fish and O'Reilly jump on the apron and toss Bononi an Undisputed Era t-shirt, and Cesar looks at it. He thinks about it.
I was hyped.
Before he can decide, Cole punches him in the face.
I was excited. I was like, oh, well, they're actually going to add more people.
Like,
this is cool.
They should.
Yeah, but they really blew their shot with Roderick Strong.
Right.
It should. True. Roderick Strong should be in that
should
stable.
Should totally
right now,
be in that stable.
Yeah.
But he has to win the Cruiserweight title.
Well, he probably is winning the Cruiserweight title, yeah.
Roderick Strong?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's in the
I've
tournament.
I've been watching 205 Live.
He's in the tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So that's it. He's made the change over.
It's going to be, yeah. He's well, then they didn't really announce... Roster. They didn't really say like NXT, like, oh, he's leaving.
No.
So
he never had a
it's gonna I think match. It's gonna come down to Roderick Strong versus Buddy Murphy, Alexa Bliss's fiance. Because he's in there now too. Yeah, apparently he's awesome, but I haven't watched him wrestle yet.
It was a pretty good match.
But everyone says he's a great wrestler.
Where's all the other 205 guys that are still there?
Well, that's the
Why
thing.
Why not that... Gulak? Is he still there?
He is.
Gulak, yeah.
Let him win it. We all love him.
I know. He's turned silly heel.
No, he's turned mean.
He's mean again. He's not silly heel
he's
again.
He's mean.
Because he's not with Enzo. So, So he's.
Now he's mean.
He's boring again.
God. I'm the 205 Live correspondent.
I didn't think Strong was a little guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They can. Oh, you want to push? All right, go to 205. You mean Barry?
He's like Balor. Like, he has a great body, but he weighs.
Don't mention that.
100 pounds. Oh, that's right. Balor might not even weigh enough. There's a minimum.
Buddy Murphy had to cut 20 pounds, and they weigh him every Monday.
Of course they do, Josh. Yeah. And they drug test Brock Lesnar, too. Uh-huh.
Nope.
So Cesar gets some moves in.
We don't... You know, Brock Lesnar failed the drug test in UFC. Well, we don't test part-timers or people who would fail.
Yeah, exactly. or people that we don't want to fail.
Right.
Fail.
Roman.
Right.
Well, Roman. Yeah, like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, he failed once.
Did he?
Yeah.
No.
Now they don't test him anymore.
Seriously. Hey, skip a Ross.
Well, did you hear the big rumor about Strowman?
No.
Is that they're keeping him for Plan B in case, like, that... remember, like, that... that guy, the whole steroid thing came out.
Yeah,
he's
Reigns,
like, oh,
right?
I sold Reigns. They said if he produces hard evidence, then maybe they'll replace Reigns with Strowman at WrestleMania.
Holy shit, why is people not out there trying to help him?
Can I produce hard evidence?
Yeah, exactly.
How about I'm just a
Or witness? Just accuse him of sex of rape, and then you'll get
That's
him
all
off.
It takes.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Accusation. Just like Enzo.
It's it. One accusation.
Did he send a tweet?
Did Roman touch you in a bad place, Andrew?
I think he did, yeah. Oh.
Is Enzo still posting anywhere?
No, he just posted that he denied it through his attorney.
But I mean, like, no Instagram or nothing?
I don't know. I haven't checked his Instagram, but...
I think I stopped following him.
Take a look, Joe. Let us know.
Right. So Bononi gets some moves in, but then he gets distracted by Fish and O'Reilly again because he's a big dumb idiot. And then he walks into a super kick, right, and then Cole knees Bononi in the back of the head and pins him for the win. So much for the future superstar of the year.
Yeah, it was a great time, but it was short lived.
Yeah. Why name him the future star and then he's just gonna lose?
Okay, it's a made up award.
It is, well, yeah, but didn't they make it up? Yeah. They made up the award. Who are they
and
hoping?
They probably voted for him.
Who are they hoping would win?
Velveteen Dream was on that list, remember?
He was on that?
Yeah, that's why we were all shocked when it was him.
But when WWE would do the Slammies and they would say it's fan voting, it became so incredibly obvious that it was that they were not, like, they were, it was bullshit.
Right. This award, like, shows you.
Breakout Star of the Year was not Kevin Owens. It was Neville. And that was when Neville was just a babyface loser and everyone
piece
hated him. And they're like, Neville. And it's like, nope. Right. You fucked us.
Well,
you bullshitted us.
Just like the
you
Hall
said
of Fame.
We could vote, and you lied. It's total bullshit.
Yes.
Just like the Hall of Fame, yeah. So next up, we have the Street Profits interviewing each other, asking who's going to win the Dusty Rhodes Classic. And, of course, they say themselves. They're pretending like, you know, they're random people just in the
right.
streets.
It was rough. Because they couldn't find anybody to say the Street Profits were going to win.
Yeah.
I think that was the real problem.
That's right.
We were out here for 6 hours. We started in the sun. Now it's day nighttime. Well.
Yeah.
So Enzo hasn't posted since like mid-January.
There you go.
So he's and he used to post constantly.
Yeah.
I literally had to stop following him because it was too annoying.
Well, he posted the morning of Raw's 25th anniversary. He was like, this is going to be the best day of my life. And then, like, that's when he got... it was that day. Yeah.
He was finally going to make it with Nia Jax. Maybe that's what it was.
That's what it probably was. That was going to be the historic moment on Raw's 25th. That's why there wasn't a big moment. It was supposed to be that.
The Nia and Enzo's live sex celebration.
Live sex celebration. Except this time, Flair interrupts it immediately. He's like, I do not want to see this. Bring back Edge and Lita, because I want a piece of that ass. Edge or Lita, whoever is willing or unwilling. So next up, we have Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler, and the video package for this was great. It made Shayna look like a badass, mm-hmm. scary monster. But then you watch her match and her wrestling sucks. It still sucks. It's always bad. Like, I like that she has a catchphrase. Like, when you get in the ring with me, you either tap, nap, or snap. And it's like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But then she sounds like, you know, a 12-year-old boy and her wrestling's not good.
It's rough. Yeah.
She has one good move and that's her finisher.
Where did she ever, she did MMA for real, right?
She was a good MMA fighter.
Was she like UFC or one of the
This was
ones?
Before. Yeah, this was before the UFC was really had a women's division. It was like Strikeforce.
Oh, but she looks young as hell.
She's been fighting for a really long time.
Oh, wow.
I think she's in like her mid-30s maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. She looks like, she still looks like Bayley going through puberty.
Yeah, well, women look younger. Some women, you know, retain their youthful, you know, smiles.
But she's still a monster.
Monster.
So Kairi climbs the turnbuckle for
the...
She
is a monster.
She is. Yeah.
Kairi climbs the turnbuckle for the insane elbow drop, but Baszler grabs her and then suplexes Kairi into the Kira Fuda clutch, which that's the one good move she has.
Right.
Like, it's cool that it was a suplex into the submission.
It was a neat
submission.
Finish, yeah.
Like, it looks dangerous, mm-hmm. and I guess that's the point. Like, it looked like it would really hurt.
But the everything leading up until that moment was dog shit.
Of course.
And this was her first singles loss?
No.
Kairi Sane?
Oh, singles
that
loss.
That might be because she beat her in the Mae Young Classic.
Kairi Sane beat Baszler.
Baszler.
Kairi lost in the Fatal 4-Way.
But not a singles.
But not, that's her first
singles clean.
Yeah, that
loss.
Might be Joe. Mm.
So she taps.
I thought they're gonna try to book her like Asuka.
She
for
is
a while,
not like Asuka, apparently.
No.
Well, you can't do it again.
No, you can't do. Well, they're gonna do it with Rousey, I think, and then that'll be streak versus streak.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you think Rousey goes over like on her first big match? No, no. I mean, I'm not even kidding. Like,
what?
Like, well, so who do they put her up against? She's gonna win at WrestleMania because obviously, but it's a weird match. But like, who's her big first big like championship? You think she wins the championship right away?
No.
But she'll keep beating people.
Yeah.
Because think about the women. Right? She'll have to beat like Bayley and Sasha and all them. And,
right.
Yeah, I guess. All right,
she well. Will.
Oh, yeah, she'll make them tap, nap, or
and snap. It'll be 30-second matches. I mean, it's going to be Goldberg. They'll just do Goldberg.
I hope not.
Because she can't wrestle. I mean, yeah, she's been training, but...
At least that's her gimmick, though, right?
Is 6 months... Right, that it, and that's what she did in real life. But is 6 months of wrestling training make you ready for WWE?
No. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Fuck. They taught Strowman how to do a power slam, and now he can wrestle.
How long would you need?
Huh?
How long would you need?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, you know, that's why they have NXT. It's yeah. a developmental. That's why they have developmental. They rushed her right through it. You know.
But I feel that unless they wanted me to do flips or something weird that I don't know how to do now, I feel I can be on TV in like 3-4 months from now.
Do tell, Joe.
Now, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I've been a pro wrestling fan my whole life, and I've done a little bit of it. A dab yeah. or here or there, but like, you know, Rousey's been an athlete in an octagon.
Speaking of this, Joe,
she must know how to fake punch. No,
tell me,
I don't know
how you're ready because you wanted to go try out for Booker T stuff. How's that going?
The only reason I didn't is because it was the same weekend as the Royal Rumble. I want to do his fantasy camp. You know what? I'm gonna look it up as we're talking, but his next fantasy camp, I'm gonna do it because they give the best person. A discount on his...
a guaranteed discount.
It's a guaranteed $50 off, $1,000 classes.
I think everyone wants to follow Joe's journey in professional wrestling.
That was, I don't know what you even said there. But anyway, so...
It's not too late. It's never too late. Ain't that right, DDP Yoga?
Yep.
Did he pay us for that? All right.
So after Shayna wins, she yells at the announce team that the next time she faces Ember Moon, she's either leaving with her title or with a limb. So we'll see.
So why does Ember Moon need to face anybody her else? Again?
Right. Anybody else?
What?
Why does Ember Moon need to face her again? She's already beaten her.
She's already beaten her twice.
I guess they
right?
have nobody
but once,
else.
But then like a DQ and yeah. another one. But
why does Titus Worldwide get 3 title shots?
Well, that's make-believe.
Oh, I see. Well, we all expect a triple threat match at TakeOver New
for the
Nollins.
Tag team titles?
No.
Okay. I
fucking women's
that.
NXT title.
Yeah, probably so.
So next up to close out the show, we have Andrade Cien Almas and Zelina Vega come out to the ring, and Vega cuts a very good promo praising Almas while still shitting on Gargano.
And then Almas ruins it?
Almost kind of ruins it. But she also said, unlike most women, I don't feed off my man's success. I create it.
My yeah. man?
And that was a great line.
Yeah.
My man.
Yeah.
I so wanted to see the snap.
And again, that's the closest so she's thing. Ever gone to saying anything
their
that they're a couple.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, when they... Man, they blew such a great opportunity to when he won the title. They should have just did like a hard heel makeout
right.
at TakeOver... Houston, you know,
would
take over War Games.
Yeah. Too bad.
But then also, I would have been jealous. So I don't know.
You would have jumped the ring because we were pretty close.
Maybe. No, get your hands off her.
Ah.
So Almas cuts a promo, but it's really hard to understand what he's saying.
Yeah, ooh, it was
that's
rough.
Why he needs Vega.
Oh God. Yes.
Vega, translate. Well, I don't really know what he said, but El Idolo.
But I'm everything, and he's pretty good too, so
right.
we're champions.
Goddamn, yes. It was rough.
So they walk to the stage, but then Aleister Black's music hits.
What?
And he comes from like an entrance by the crowd. There's like there's like some steps,
yeah.
and he gets in the ring. Then Killian Dane's music hits.
What? Is his music different than Saturday's?
A little bit.
A little bit.
He has
yeah.
his own little...
It has a little bit of Irish.
It's got an Irish thing in it, yeah.
Some yep. bagpipes or something?
Yeah, there are bagpipes.
Is it
yeah.
bagpipes or fiddles?
Whatever. I think there's
fiddles.
Both.
I think it's fiddles.
So Killian Dane gets in the ring and then he yells, "You're in my path!" And then he charges at, you know, Alistair. They fight for a little bit. Almas and Vega are like, okay, you guys, all right, they're good. So they leave. And then Dane lays out Aleister Black to end the show.
So that's it.
Bam.
So now Killian Dane will get the title shot because he beat him up a little bit.
They'll fight for
the shot at the title at NXT?
On a regular episode.
On a regular episode.
Yeah.
So or it'll be a triple threat.
Now.
It will not be a triple threat, no.
How many weeks till WrestleMania?
Four? Five? It's only 2 weeks after Fastlane?
All right.
April 8th, and today's March 3rd.
Okay.
So 4 weeks.
Five weeks,
yeah.
Yes, five.
A handful
of weeks.
So, yeah, that's how NXT ends. So, who was your worst dressed?
Well,
I think I was very clear about mine. Go ahead, Josh.
Killian Dane? It was pretty rough.
Killian Dane looks great. It's his whole thing.
Those pink nips. Who is your worst dressed?
Velveteen Dream. I think he should be flashier.
I had Tyler Bate with his giant diaper.
Yeah.
Well.
That's awful.
Yeah.
He can't pull it off.
I think we're all winners.
Like, Finn Balor can pull it off. But Tyler Bate, for some reason, it looks like a baby wearing a diaper. I don't like it.
He is a baby.
He is a baby. Best dressed?
Man, I mean, the Zelina Vega Award has to go to Vega. I mean, it's just whatever. What it is.
Yeah.
Like the Kevin Owens Award, you know.
Kevin Owens Award?
Kevin's.
It's a good one.
I'm having a hard time pronouncing words today.
Oh, well, it is Josh Day, so.
It is Josh Day.
Typical having a great Josh Day. Right in line with it.
Yeah. Kairi Sane is hot, too, when she takes off the pirate
stuff. She is, but, I mean, it's street clothes versus wrestling clothes. Street clothes always win, right?
Well, I just like Vega. I'm just more attracted to her.
Vega. Vega. Remember the old Genesis?
Yeah.
God, I played that all through college. Sega Genesis.
Marvel vs. Capcom?
Same here. I played it while you were in college, but I was in elementary.
Oh, Street Fighter.
Fair enough.
Elementary school.
We played a basketball game and a tennis game mostly in the dorm.
NBA Jam.
And NBA Jam.
They had Vega in it?
What the hell are you talking about?
What the fuck are y'all talking
How
about?
How old are you?
32.
You're older than Andrew.
Older than Andrew.
Barely.
Okay, then fair. What the hell?
When you turn on the Sega, it goes Sega Genesis.
Sega!
And he did Vega!
I didn't have
Well,
a
you
Sega.
Have to explain the joke.
I didn't have a Sega! I wasn't rich like y'all. I was a poor Mexican. And my poor Mexican family, all we could afford was a Super Nintendo.
It's the same fucking price, you idiot!
That's all
we had.
The Super
Nintendo was the Sega. It was the same thing.
Can I just say, Aaron Garcia, if you still are listening at this point in the show, after that, please reach out to me and give me the password blue. Password blue.
Yeah.
Or I hate Josh. Any of that work? I know you two have
I
got a few
I think there's a lot
going.
Of people that are behind Josh.
Even if you didn't
I
have a
I think
Sega,
Aaron might be the only one that might not like Josh.
Yeah, he's the only one. Wait till we get to fan questions. Worst moment? AOP's awkward promo.
I wasn't a fan of the women's match.
Okay.
As a moment, I think you have to give it to AOP. As a moment.
Okay.
I hate giving a whole match a moment.
As the moment, I wasn't a big fan of Shayna Baszler.
Or the Street Profits.
Street Profits are pretty rough too. That was bad. Or CN Almas speaking. That was really bad. You know what? I'm gonna go with CN Almas speaking.
So him opening his mouth?
Yeah. That's why he, I guess, should have
worn. A lot of fans' worst moment is when Josh opens his mouth.
Oh!
Snap.
You mean fans as in just Aaron Garcia? You can't make fans plural.
Although for some nice
person.
Young gentleman in El Campo, it's their best moment.
Uh-huh.
Not funny.
Yikes.
Not funny.
Best moment?
Best moment,
Austin Black's music, right? Because we knew it was coming, but we didn't know it was coming.
I enjoyed seeing...
Was that the most obvious?
The Irishman lay out Aleister Black. Yeah. It doesn't happen often, but I enjoyed it.
But it's still, Vegas, it's like waiting for the big thing to happen and it finally happens. I thought that was good.
Yeah, I liked Vegas promo.
We're all winners here.
Vega.
Yeah. All right, so that's all four awards. So,
breaking news?
What time is it now?
What time is it? 1:55.
No, that's not what I mean. I know what time it is.
Oh, okay. It's time for Reese's Pieces of Knowledge.
Oh.
It's now time for Reese's Pieces.
Every day on Josh Day, it is time for Reese's
Where's your
Pieces.
Computer? Isn't that where you have your stuff?
I have it working. In my brain.
Let That's him brain good. This.
In That's... my brain.
Go.
All That's... the Reese's Pieces
There's
of Knowledge.
There's going to be so Go. Many errors.
Go.
All right. The first thing up on Reese's Pieces
error.
Is... Oh. Apparently, there's a report in the Aussie Sun, which is apparently a paper in Australia, okay. is that the WWE is bringing an NXT pay-per-view to Down Under sometime
what?
In the future.
Yeah, why not? Who cares? Okay,
what
great.
Time is it in Australia right now?
I think it's yesterday.
It's like 2:30.
Yesterday?
It's not bad.
Oh, isn't it?
About a half an hour.
Isn't it a day?
No, it's not.
It's a day ahead, right? Or is it a day behind?
They're ahead.
Ahead? So is it tomorrow?
No, but it's probably close to maybe.
This is why
close.
Everyone needs to be on the same time, one world time.
See, they'd have to do it like in the morning,
something like that. But
because they'd always.
But this got me thinking. Maybe this is a TM61 heavy, where they're going to win in Australia.
What did you actually?
Plus 17 hours.
Jesus,
Australia.
It is
7 a.m.
Yeah,
7
it's tomorrow there.
Yeah,
they're living in the future.
Right. Yeah. That's insane, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe this is where TM61
that's not,
wins
that's,
the tag title.
No, it's
title
not
going
to happen. They might
I don't
go
think
to
that's
Australia
so bad.
And tape something.
Hold on. But then, like, and so in 4 hours, so they just have to have a show start at, like, 11 a.m.
Didn't That'd they do fine. It in Japan? They did.
It was not a pay-per-view. It was not a live pay-per-view.
Right.
They aired it later.
I don't know. I'm down for a takeover in Australia. I think that would be cool.
I'm not down.
I'm not, because I can't go to that. So I'm not down for
Well,
that.
If it'd be in the morning, all you do is work in the afternoon and night, maybe it would work for you, Andrew.
It's still going to be on at night in America. They're going to work around that.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Don't do that with your... Stop that. Man, stop doing that thing.
Okay, so another thing is we know that the WWE is shopping around for different TV networks.
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah,
there
why?
Are rumors in this Twitter sphere...
Money.
...that... Fox is thinking about becoming a partner.
They're saying Fox is pushing the hardest, and they're going to do whatever it takes to
Andrew
get it.
Andrew should know.
Yeah, I heard that it could be a partnership with
But
WWE.
Did you hear how much they're trying to buy it for?
No, I didn't
it's
hear
like
it.
It's like football money.
Well, really? well, the thinking is that if you get in on this, that you also could get in on Vince's XFL as well.
Do you want to get in on that?
I don't know, but if you sell it as a package, so I don't know.
Well, no, it's not. First of all, XFL is not even debuting till after this deal gets done.
Of course, but if you could sell it as a package.
The USA Network contract expires September of 2019.
Right,
September of next year. Mm-hmm. So it's still a year and a half.
So
away.
So it's not USA that's saying we don't want you anymore. It's
right.
WWE saying we want more money from someone.
Yeah.
Right.
And USA, who's owned by
NBC.
Viacom?
Oh, NBC.
They're saying, yeah, we might not want to pay that much anymore, I guess.
Right.
Well,
the Fox is, you know, whoever's
Remember when they went to Spike TV for like a year?
Yeah.
Like everything.
The Dark Ages.
The Dark Ages.
When they weren't getting shit.
So the real question is, do you think that the product would be better on Fox? Like if they,
I don't
if
think
they
it would
it
change.
Like
no, but it wouldn't be on Fox.
Fox.
Well,
there's no way.
They're saying Raw might, but SmackDown wouldn't. Again, these are just rumors.
Well, what
so
is Fox's backup channels? Like NBC has.
You have FS1, FS2.
It'd probably be on FS1
FXX.
Or something.
You got all those different ones.
Yeah, it would be the only fake show on those sports channels. That's why I don't know if it would be on there. Maybe FX. Hello, FX.
But that could be where sure. like SmackDown is.
They probably would buy it just so that people subscribe to FX.
And they're also saying that Raw might go to 2 hours if Fox buys it. Oh, and it's man. On and if it's on Fox 20 if it's on
Please.
Fox, you know, just regular Fox, then it probably would be.
Has to be, yeah.
They have right. to make room for other shows and stuff. So I'm all for that.
But we're a year and a half away from it, apparently.
Yeah. Yes.
So
we'll see.
Well, that's all I have for Reese's Pieces.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all I could think of, okay?
That was my one
Louise.
Newsworthy thing I had, and he stole it.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Just like on every Josh Day.
All right, well, let's get to fan questions then.
Fan questions.
Oh, there's my alarm.
Uh-oh.
That's Andrew's end of fan questions alarm.
And we're done. No. So Alex G says, what is March's Patreon exclusive video going to be?
Ooh,
and
Jingle All the Way?
No. That's not a wrestling movie.
Is it not? You know what? I want to do one with y'all, and I want to watch the Hulk Hogan movie.
No Holds Barred?
One? Yeah.
We should just do No Holds Barred.
We should?
Yes. We really should. It's so great. And we should watch it together. It's so fucking awesome.
We should.
In the worst way.
It's just been reviewed a lot by other things. And
Who cares?
Who cares? Well, we have to do two for March.
Oh.
Because we missed February. So we have to make up for it now.
Done.
So maybe we'll do one of each. We'll do a classic episode and a movie.
Mm.
No Holds Barred at least can keep us entertained. Because
I just really want to see that Dookie scene.
Google it.
Just Google it.
Dookie!
You can see it. If you just literally Google, what's that smell, Dookie? Dookie, it'll come right up. Pop culture junkie, will or should a main roster star from SmackDown or Raw ever go back to NXT and win the NXT men's or women's title? Well, that's already happened because Drew McIntyre did that.
Oh, wow.
Kind of, but I think they mean an active.
Very meta of you, Andrew. Very meta.
I know, but I think they mean like active. Yeah. And I would just say, sure, if it's necessary. If NXT has no stars and it's getting stale, I would take a guy like
Zack Ryder.
Yes, sure.
He's the answer to
Dolph
all those.
Ziggler.
Yeah.
Who would you push here, Zack Ryder? Push a shitty star, Zack Ryder.
Or really? Somebody who's getting buried. I mean, gosh, I wish we had Bo Dallas as NXT champ like 5 years ago.
Well, we did, actually.
Well, 8 years then.
Yeah, apparently that's when anyone could win the NXT title.
Right, God, everybody did have the NXT title.
Yeah,
just by being a member of NXT.
No, Jinder
didn't
win.
No, Seth beat Jinder to win it.
Oh, okay.
Which is insane. And then Big E.
Insane.
And then Big E was second. Bo Dallas was third. But was Bo Dallas after Neville? I don't know. Maybe,
no,
I don't know.
Before.
I'm not sure. Philip Mason, which team do you see winning the Classic, and why does Josh think it will be the Street Profits?
I do not think it will be the Street Profits. It would be nice.
We all think we have TM61.
Yeah, we all picked TM61.
A lot of promos. Yeah, a lot of promos. A lot of
Mick Lockyer. Mick Lockyer, pick one. Bray gets traded to NXT for Aleister Black.
What? That makes no sense.
Sami Zayn becomes WWE champion this year.
I said that was going to happen.
Sanity gets called up for after Mania.
Who?
Sanity gets called up after Mania.
Oh, all of Sanity? I would probably choose that.
That's I mean, Joe loves stables.
No, I do. The first two are like kind of, well, the first one's like, huh? And the second one's like, okay. And the third one's like, oh, cool.
What would you
right. Like, yeah, I don't want Bray back in NXT. I mean, it would, like, he'd be great there because when you're in NXT, you're allowed to cut promos well and you get pushed successfully.
Right.
No, I'd rather him just get pushed the right way on the main roster.
Yes.
That's what I'd rather have.
Right.
So, yeah. Diva Bible, where's Billy and Peyton Royce? Well, they both got new titties, so I'm sure we'll see them
they
soon.
Did?
That's why they've been off for a while.
What?
They both got implants.
What?
Yeah.
Do you think they were?
How do you know
that? Their Instagram.
They both showed that we got boobs.
Well, you can see the new pictures. Their boobs are bigger.
They are really, really close friends, aren't they?
Yeah.
Really.
Such close that they got new titties together.
In the same doctor's office.
Yeah. The same doctor did it. It's crazy. William Coburn, if NXT had started 5 years earlier, who would have been on the original roster and how would it have influenced the business? Oh, geez.
It started, what, in the early 2000s?
No.
When?
No. Well, that was Nexus, and that wasn't early 2000s anyway. NXT, I don't know. I don't know. That's tough.
So
what, maybe
like
10 years ago?
Like John Cena era? No,
well, that
John
was,
Cena was way before that.
Yeah. 2008? I don't know.
Because it was they did have an NXT back then. It was just called Florida Gulf Coast Wrestling.
No, it was Gulf. Ohio Valley Wrestling.
Well, then it was...
And then it
well,
was
no,
Florida.
Yeah, Florida. Florida was the last one. Then they changed it to NXT.
Yeah, it went from...
I
Ohio
know my NXT room... room
he's
with news,
the table
show.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's a brand new table.
Sorry. Yeah, it's solid wood, too. Wow, this is nice.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Peyton got a boob job.
Yeah.
This is a while ago.
Brian Rainey, would you like the idea of Undertaker coming back as the badass motorcycle taker to fight Cena at Mania?
No.
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 And then hashtag push Reese's Pieces. You spelled
Who
it like the
that?
You spelled it like the candy, though, Brian. You got to spell it like Josh's last name. It's not the same.
It is
Jack Bruffel, if now we have to pay to listen to Handsome Josh do his thing on the NXT show... Does that make him the Brock Lesnar of the WWWW universe?
I think it does.
Hashtag push Josh. Hashtag Recep Day.
Whoa!
Recep Day.
Josh, is this another fake?
I didn't even see that.
You just gave Josh a new thing to say. Great.
It's Recep Day today and every day.
Is this another fake?
It's Recep Day.
Well, it's crazy because you have to be a Patreon to send these. So he's donating on multiple accounts, Josh.
If you are
and uploading pictures of other like fake people.
If you are listening to my voice, I want you to inundate the Tuesday, Wednesday podcast whenever they upload it. Whenever Andrew asks for questions and demand that it is Recep Day.
Uh-huh.
Demand sure. Recep Day.
Brian Brian week off. Demand. I don't know. It's WYCKOFF. So it's whack off, right? That's not his real last name.
Sure.
Raw will be in Cleveland later this month. Do you see Gargano making his roster debut in his hometown? I'd actually rather have him on SmackDown because SmackDown, all the feuds there suck. And Gargano and Ciampa could have be the hottest feud on SmackDown.
That's true.
Yeah, it will be. And it will be, an hour after SmackDown.
When is he in his hometown on Raw?
When is Raw later this month?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Rand the Man, which of these would you love to see the most? Lesnar versus Lashley, Lesnar versus Ryback, or Lesnar versus Big Show again?
I'm interested in Lesnar versus Ryback. Andrew,
I don't know why.
Andrew, sucks. Piss, shit, or puke?
Or both.
Pick one. How about no? Honestly, out of that list, Big Show. Retirement match. Seriously, I hate Lashley.
They fought so many times.
Ryback, Big Show like a going away party.
Lashley's coming back.
Oh God!
What about Mark? Haven't seen him in a long time.
So no. Apollo Crews disappears when Lashley gets back.
Yes, he should. He should be in Titus Worldwide.
Maybe they join the stable.
Well, then they betray Apollo because he's just Apollo now anyway.
Oh, seriously, if they're smart and they keep if their plan is, hey, are we keeping Titus wide or getting rid of it? If they go, we're gonna keep it. Then yeah, they should have. We just signed our best free agent,
right?
Bobby Lashley. That'd be.
I agree.
That'd be also the most legitimate stable.
Have you guys both seen Black Panther?
Yes.
Mark Maravillas wants your thoughts. I think you already said right. It was pretty good. Joe, you saw it?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Very good. You know, I would rank it probably like maybe. I don't know. Out of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the upper third.
Taking out the X-Men movies? Because X-Men.
Because those got top three. I love Age of Ultron. I love Civil War.
Yeah.
Ant-Man
was great.
Thor 3 was
really Iron Man
funny.
1.
Thor 3 was really
Thor 3 was like, great.
Iron Man 1 was really good.
So all those I would put above it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Black Panther deserves to be in like a top 5.
No.
You know, somewhere
I just named
there.
Like 7. But... Yeah, I'd give it like maybe 10th. It was good.
Okay.
It was a good Marvel movie. They didn't let us down.
There's only 10 of them. Sure. That's
so like sometimes they'll throw out a movie and you're like, no, it was good.
Yeah.
It's good.
All right. I got to see the point.
Yeah.
Krayl John, how would a conversation of Rod Strong asking Stone Cold for advice sound like?
Boy. Here we go.
You got it up.
Gentlemen.
maybe how to win the Cruiserweight title?
You gotta speak up, man. I can't hear you. What?
Mr. Stone Cold, I have a family. I'm trying to support my family. Mr. Stone Cold, can you give me some advice to help me win the Cruiserweight championship?
What you gotta do, son, is you gotta stop being a sorry piece of trash and asking Eagle for all these matches. Stop being a little piece of trash. You just walk in the ring. You drop people with stunts, and then you get your opportunity.
Mr. Wiggles my friend.
Chuck Regal.
Woo! To be the man, you gotta beat the man. And because you keep losing, baby, I think you should go away.
There you go.
Mr. Flair.
Shut up!
No.
Oh, we're done. Okay. Go get me a beer. You piece of...
Yeah,
there's some Facebook ones you want to
yes.
get. Oh, you're about to read those?
Yeah, Rachel Graham, how many on the roster are realist future main roster chance?
How many on the NXT roster, I think, is what she means.
Yeah.
Probably a handful. I mean, I would Aleister say Black.
Maybe Aleister Black.
Nikki maybe? Cross.
Come on. Really? No.
I think so. Well,
she's
first of
not
all,
even a champ on NXT.
So what?
I would
there have
say,
been people that have done that.
Alexa Bliss, that's true.
Roman Reigns wasn't a champion in NXT.
Nor should he be now.
Right. Well, Dean Ambrose
say,
wasn't.
I would say five, maybe. Yeah, I don't see Almas winning a championship.
You don't think so? They got to push Bride, baby.
No, well, they need they still don't have a top Viva Hispanic Lover, star Lucha. Since they still have, they still don't have a top Hispanic star on the main roster
well, the Lucha,
since
Lucha
Del
House
Rio.
Party.
No, shut up. No. God. Jake Tibbett. Do you think Aleister will beat Almas for the title? Yes. At Nollins. Joe Mattingly, why do takeovers seem to be so much better than WWE events? Because they are.
Because they're booked better.
Triple H runs them.
Because you can do whatever you want on those shows and nobody cares.
Right. Yeah.
Petru Sandovici, NXT breakout star of 2018. Did Cole break out yet? Did he break out?
No, yeah, maybe, I wouldn't. Probably the Ely brothers.
TM61.
That's a Velveteen Dream.
He should have been this year.
But he wasn't.
Just feud and match this year.
Right.
He's probably not going to get another good one like that.
That's
I don't
it.
Know. That's it. That's all fan questions. But and I got to go to work. So thank you to everyone that's listening or watching. Because if you are, that means you're on Patreon.
You're supporting me.
No.
Reset.
No. This new room that you're going to see in its entirety soon, that's what you're currently supporting right now. All the technology, these microphones that bought, it's going to be awesome. We can't wait
please,
to show you.
We have a lot of credit cards that have big balances to make this happen for you guys. So please, if you're thinking about donating, now would be a great time.
Too real.
Well they
too
are real. Donating. Tell someone else.
There I'm you. Sorry. Thank you. Right. They are donating.
Right.
Please, Josh did something right.
Please,
please tell your friends.
There please you go. Continue to donate.
Continue to donate,
and make
I feel
every
like a televangelist
day
now.
A Rusev.
Well, we do have a free trial going on right now.
Uh huh.
So you get the net you get the podcast free.
You get Raw and SmackDown recaps.
You can get
for
the
free
wrestling
for just
recap
$5.99 for Fox.
For five.
Is it
zero,
five?
Zero.
No, one. What, how much do you need to hear what we're talking about right now?
One.
$1 a month?
Yeah.
So for only $1 a month?
Less than...
Damn, you have four episodes? That's 25 cents an episode, folks.
That's right.
You can't find a better deal online.
We should say this on the free podcast.
Yeah, you probably should.
Remind me. On Tuesday.
Yes, we will.
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin, it kinda looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. I'm not just crazy loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Proclaim strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong, Ric Flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every shirt most loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling?